Back to our original question, how do we experience connection? Being aware of what we are experiencing in any given moment is a step towards coming into awareness of our connection with our inspired self, others, and inspiration. It is not possible to feel connected while being unaware of what we are experiencing. We are having experiences all of the time, yet it is our awareness of what we are experiencing that is the door to experiencing peace. If I don't even know that I am not at peace, how can I be willing to experience peace? When we are experiencing disconnection, we are not at peace. We are not at peace because we are not being present in the moment. We are not being present in the moment because we are perceiving through a belief in separation, the belief that we can be separate from ourself, others, and inspiration. Of course, this isn't possible. How could you be disconnected from yourself? You may feel disconnected, but it is not possible to be disconnected from one's spirit. We can ignore our spirit or turn away from it, but we cannot ever be disconnected from our spirit. The spirit within everyone originated from the one spirit. So you see, we cannot even be disconnected from one another. And inspiration sees our inspired self even when we don't. So we can never be disconnected from inspiration. And inspiration is in constant communication with the one spirit. So we can never be separate from it. You can believe everything you just heard or not believe a word of it. It doesn't matter. Inspiration does not require our belief. It simply is. It does require our acceptance if we want to experience the peace it is constantly offering us. Why do we experience disconnection? We experience disconnection because we believe in disconnection. There was a point in time when everyone believed the Earth to be the center of the universe. Thus, they experienced the Earth and themselves as the center of all existence around which the sun revolved. Was this true? No. This is proof of the power of belief. Just as in research experiments where an individual is given a placebo and responds as if given the treatment because he or she believed they were receiving a treatment of some kind. Our thoughts are powerful. How do you experience disconnection? Look at the ways you see yourself as separate. Thoughts like, I am smarter, she is richer, I have more education, he is taller, I am less fit, she is not good at her job, I make less money. He talks funny. I drive a nicer car. She really thinks she's something. I have it all figured out. I am older, therefore more wise. He sure is arrogant. I have less experience. Look at your judgments and how they maintain the wheel of disconnection. The purpose of judgment is to exclude yourself from feeling connected from another. The purpose of judgment is to exclude another from connecting with you. The purpose of judgment is to exclude yourself from experiencing connection with yourself. Judgment is a cubicle attempt to exclude inspiration. If I feel disconnected from someone else, how can I truly feel connected to myself? When all the while, We are all connected in inspiration. If I feel disconnected from myself, how can I truly feel connected to anyone else when the reality is that there is no separation between us? As we begin to become more aware of our judgments, we may begin feeling more pain. Judgments are very painful because they reinforce the cubicle belief, I am alone. Unfortunately, judgments are also the natural state of affairs for the cubicle heart-mind. The more alone I think I am, the deeper my sense of disconnection, the more likely I am to experience fear and feelings of lack of safety. The less safe I feel, the more my abode, the body, begins to suffer. The nervous system gets a watch out signal from the cubicle mind and immediately prepares itself for fight or flight. Now, let's just take a moment here. Fight or flight. Do either of these experiences seem inspiring to you? This is what judgment does. Our bodies become instruments of fear. A judgment is like picking a fight with someone. It is an attack. A judgment can also be experienced as distancing yourself, an escape. Who is it that the cubicle self is fighting? Who is it that the cubicle self is escaping? It believes it is alone. Thus, it is fighting with itself and attempting to flee from itself while relying on itself all at the same time. Does this sound sane to you? Let me repeat this. The cubicle self is afraid because it believes it is alone. In being afraid, it starts fighting with itself, attempting to flee from itself while relying upon itself for safety. Again, is this sanity or what we might call insanity? Your inspired self is experiencing connection. In connection, your inspired self sees nothing to attack. Your inspired self sees nothing to escape from. Now, this does not mean we cross the street without looking. Not in this world. In heaven, we can cross the street without looking. No body to get hurt. This is the challenge of being in the world, but not of the world. We are to observe the cubicle self, heart, mind. We are to observe the cubicle world. We pay taxes, we obey the rules of the road. We can do all these things of the world while in the peace of our inspiring self-mind. How? By not judging the cubicle.